This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, hour number two is upon us. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Mike on the phone. Let's go to him first before we get into any topics. Mike, what's going on, sir?
Yeah, thanks, John, for letting me back
on. No, you're fine. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I got to make a funny tie-in. Like I said last hour, someone gave acquaintance gave me a Nokia BlackBerry phone, and I locked it out and I threw it away. And these other friends said, don't activate it because it's stolen, you know, and they'll come and get you. Well, I activated it anyways, and I threw it away. So then, I don't know when the movie The Big Short came out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and me and my other friends said, don't activate it. I didn't know what was going to happen. We were there in the theater at Tiffany Plaza. We were watching it, and a scene comes up where some guy whips out his BlackBerry, and I just couldn't help it. I shouted out, boo, boo, you suck, BlackBerry.
Right in the middle of the movie, huh?
Yeah. You remember that? Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, the worst operating system, but it was so funny, though.
That's good, Mike. Good one. Good story.
It was a moment to live for.
Yeah, I get a good one. Mike, appreciate it very much. And, things change. And somebody texted in as well and said that when the election was going on and Trump was winning, China's stock market was starting to tank, and it wasn't until Joe Biden started to, you know, pull back ahead that their stock market actually came back again.
Well, that's no surprise.
Proves our point.
That's no surprise. And by the way, isn't it terrifying that a foreign country is that invested in our election? What does that tell you? That means one party wants to sell us to them, mm-hmm. and the other party wants to protect us from them. It couldn't be more clear.
You are correct.
Disgusting.
To me, it's as plain as day. I don't know why this is so hard to figure out for others that are out there listening. But
well, and John, you got to look at China's influence also with Google, China's influence with Bill Gates, China's influence with a lot of the uber rich mm-hmm. here, you know, the tech giants here in America. How about their influence with the NBA?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, they basically own LeBron James in a lot of ways. And you look at China right now, they are our greatest enemy. I never thought we would have a greater enemy in my lifetime than radical Islam. I didn't think that could happen. Mm. I think China has now superseded them. Although, hey, they're in league now in Afghanistan.
They've partnered up, Andy.
Is Afghanistan now becoming like just a state of China?
It will be.
More or less.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be a subsidiary eventually, if it's not already.
Yeah.
I mean, they're already there trying to figure out, what do we do with this airport the you know, stupid Americans left behind?
Unbelievable.
Literally, that's what they're, what do we do with this thing? How do we reshape this thing to work for us?
And how on earth is the Biden administration going to defend giving up that airport? I mean, seriously, what possible reasoning can you offer to giving up that airport and making it so that you've got to, you know, fly people out of a city area where, you know, the bad guys can come at you from all sides, and where you've got these gates that you have to guard from every direction. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
It's ridiculous.
Well, let's talk about something else ridiculous.
Okay, go
which
ahead.
We did a little bit the last hour, and Jordan was kind of poking fun at me sitting at the same table as AOC, and I don't know how that would ever happen, but it would be a good event to be at if you're somebody on my side.
Yeah, it would.
It'd be a lot of fun. At any rate, she goes to this event, the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Gala fundraising event. The tickets cost $30,000 each. Somebody
right.
said that her dress cost, what, 40? How could that dress cost 40 grand, by the way? That thing wasn't that great. Like a bed sheet with red writing on it. I mean,
no, I don't think the dress was worth that much.
Charlie, thoughts? No, Charlie says no. Can you find out what the dress cost, Charlie?
Mine wasn't.
Oh, Charlie
that much.
Said it does. That's the celebrity markup, Charlie calls it.
Oh, okay.
You and I don't have that, Andy. There's no celebrity markup for us. It's probably a celebrity markdown for us, not a markup.
There will be shirts, like long shirts like it at Walmart now.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, how ironic. She's at an event where you have to have that kind of pocket change to make the donation, which is essentially what you're doing. You got to get the outfit. Granted, some of those outfits are, how do they do that, Charlie? Some of those are like donated or they're worn for the advertisement value or whatever the case may be. They're not actually buying the outfit. They're on loan.
By the way, really quick, is this probably the second most famous white dress now in modern American history?
Probably.
After Monica?
Hers
or was that
blue.
Navy blue?
I was thinking Marilyn Monroe.
Dress. Oh, the Marilyn Monroe dress?
Yeah.
Where she pushed it down.
Yeah.
You're right. That one was blue. I was just thinking dress.
This is probably going to be the second one to the one you just said, yes.
Yeah, not white dress. Dress.
Yes. Probably. Who knows where this will go? Again, point being, in all seriousness, folks, we have a representative in Congress who loves nothing more than to take things away from each one of you that are listening, yet can go to a gala where it costs $30,000 for the ticket to enter. You're, in this case, I don't know whether she has a dress on loan or she actually paid for the dress, but she's there with a tax the rich written across the back of it, somehow trying to make a statement that that's what should be going on, and yet everybody she's around is rich.
Yeah.
None of them are poor, by the way. Not last time I checked, nobody poor shows up. Is there homeless that show up at this event, by the way? Are there down and outers?
No.
Are there down and outers that show up?
Pretty sure not.
Are those less fortunate that she's always trying to advocate for? Do they show up?
John, but why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, because you've looked into these things before. The wealthy who are in favor of highly taxing the wealthy. There are reasons that these people...
Yeah, it's guilt.
Well, and also, let's face it, these people make so much money off the government.
Mm-hmm.
They do. They get contracts.
They do. I get it.
They have enormous benefits that go their way. Well, here, let me give you one right away. Look at the tech giants that run platforms, but they don't run them as platforms. They run them as publishers,
right.
as editors.
Right.
Who are they protected by? The government they own.
Right. And they work for, by the way.
Yeah.
I believe. John and Cheyenne, what's up?
Hey. So I was listening earlier to a different radio show, and they talked about this. And they had so many freak costumes, and that's what I have to call
Oh yeah, I watched. I went. I did go through that. I would not normally look, but I was trying to see her in the dress and see if there was any other angles and so on. So I actually scrolled through the majority of other individuals because they're not just actors. There's, I mean, even like Simone Biles is there. So I mean, there's like everybody you can think of that's of that stature that can afford the 30 grand ticket that were there. And yeah, and I will say this: not everybody that showed up was a freak of nature, John, but there were some.
No, not at all. There was some very well-dressed, sharp-looking people.
Agree.
John, were a lot of the freaky ones trying to make statements, or were they just trying to be outlandish?
Both.
No, both. A little of both. But what I wanted to say, John, and I couldn't stop laughing when I just saw it on Facebook like 45 minutes ago. There's a meme out there. They took that picture of AOC.
Yes.
And instead of saying tax the rich, they wrote eat more chicken.
I know. It looks like a Chick-fil-A dress is what it looks like.
Yeah, but they actually did it in the writing like you'd see on the Chick-fil-A commercials. And oh, I couldn't stop laughing. It was very funny.
Yeah, they actually are calling it the AOC Chick-fil-A dress.
I mean, she's just your typical socialist. I am better than
okay, but here's what's funny about all of this. She now, because of the way she did the dress, which, by the way, does look very similar, eerily similar to Chick-fil-A's, you know, logo and writing and so on, she's now giving someone who she probably hates, i.e. Chick-fil-A, all sorts of publicity over this that she probably never guessed she was going to do in the first place. So, you know what? That's sort of ironic also.
Well, Chick-fil-A is not the big right-wing group it used to be.
But it is not what she would normally advocate either.
Well, that's true.
Hold on, Andy. Why would you say they're not super right-wing as they were?
They're not.
Their
charitable giving was, and I don't want to go down that path too far, but it was very much redirected from Christian-oriented groups to non-Christian-oriented groups, they had a guy who made the new head of their charitable outreach things, and he's very much a leftist. So,
but with all that said,
John, known as,
and I will say that a lot of their franchisees, because I've known some of these individuals, and the individuals that they employ
are very right wing,
are very much on our side of the fence, and they employ a lot of kids that are coming out of church group, youth groups, and things along those lines, and their local community endeavors, which are outside of what Andy just talked about.
True.
Yes, they do a lot of things for the community in that way. And again, this is not by any means a restaurant she would normally associate herself with.
Oh, and by the way, one real quick thing, and John, we'll get right back to you. A lot of the franchisees are having the trouble basically looking at their corporate office now.
Yes.
That you would see a lot of Catholics looking at the Pope.
Correct.
They're having
wondering
the same
why.
Thing. Right. And so when you say things about the Pope, hey, you still know a lot of great Catholics.
Correct.
Right. Go ahead, John.
For the things that the Pope does that gets Catholics crazy, there's the Archbishop of San Francisco who is a down-the-line conservative Christian. And he said he would not give communion to Nancy Pelosi as long as she supports abortion.
Yeah, again, it's a similar situation to what's going on with Chick-fil-A as well. I would say it that way, yes.
But the other thing I wanted to say is going back to the last hour. By the way, Jordan's great. Little two to the left for me, but,
Hey, you know what? We were talking there afterwards. If Jordan, if you're still listening, I doubt you are because you're a busy guy, but he's come a long ways from when he first started coming on air with us because he's a lot more in our line of thinking than he used to be, John.
He said a surprisingly large number of right-wing things today.
He's coming around. Let's just say that, John.
But John, you talked about the little computer monitor on the tables at like Applebee's or Chili's.
Yes.
I started using that because it seems like with all the restaurants short-staffed, it's just like easier.
Agree. My only complaint with those units is not the way they work. It's the size and the fact they're trying to do other things for kids and games and so on. It's like, just make that thing about a third of the size as it is so I can just pay when I'm getting ready to leave. Or better yet, give me an app I can pay with and throw that thing in the trash.
And there's a chain. I don't know if you have... They should be down in Denver. There's one in Fort Collins, BJ's Brew Pub.
BJ's or VJ's?
BJ's.
Yeah, we have them down here. Yeah, they're good. And they do the same thing.
They have an app.
Yeah, they do. So does Buffalo. By the way, so does Buffalo Wild Wings, for all of you listening. Their app works really well, by the way.
Yeah. And then the fast food chains, I have the apps because there's nothing easier.
Agree.
If you need a Mickey D's fix.
That's right.
To have the app.
That's right.
You don't even have to get out of the car.
Mom and pop restaurants need to be listening to this, by the way.
And, a mom and pop restaurant, if they take an order over the phone and you can walk in and pick it up, I'm happy with that.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
So it's the ones that they don't want to take an order over the phone or anything that are just going to die.
I'm afraid you're correct, John. Yes.
I'm trying to support the small restaurants up here, but it's hard when you go there and they're short staffed, so they're seating at 50 or 60%, not because there's a limit, but because they don't have the staffing.
That's right.
John, I don't think they will die because I think they're going to listen to people like you and they're going to go that way. I agree with you.
Well, I know the owner of the Outback in Cheyenne. I've known him for years. he has had a sign up that he's hiring, mm-hmm. and his average server, and I know some of them for 10 years, they'll walk out of there at the end of the night with $350 in their pocket on a busy night.
Yep.
And yet people don't want to work, and all you have to do is work. But I don't know, John. Is it going to get worse before it gets better?
Probably.
Thinking I'm agreeing with you.
Probably.
You guys have a great day.
You too, man. Take care. Tito, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. We've got to take a quick break. Franktown Firearms, folks, is next. Find him at klzradio.com. Don't forget, they've got everything you need when it comes to shooting. Second Amendment. You've got it all right there. One-stop shopping. The training is always there as well. 720-770-7777 or klzradio.com.
Experience why more law enforcement agencies are coming to Franktown Firearms. The team at Franktown Firearms offers a curated shooting experience tailored to everyone. Local police departments already choose Franktown Firearms for their training sessions on the range because in a real-life situation, your target won't be standing still. Tactical training at Franktown Firearms gives you the chance to advance beyond static shooting. Discover how much your accuracy level changes when you're walking down range toward a moving target. Participate in Tactical Fun Nights where you'll run through different scenarios using pop-up targets. Compete against yourself to improve your reaction times. Sign up now for tactical training at Franktown Firearms. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for an exclusive KLZ discount. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Buy an investment, not a job. Because John Rush has bought and sold his own businesses in the past, he has learned the hard way what happens when you purchase a disorganized company. You end up buying a job. John knows what it's like to work 80 hours a week just to keep a business afloat. He's not a broker, but he can spot the difference between a well-run company and a chaotic one. Hire John Rush to evaluate a business before you buy it. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
In November of 2020, two people died in Grand County from gunshot wounds. The State of Colorado website is reporting these as COVID-19 deaths. Kim Munson here. Grand County Coroner Brenda Bach has been working to correct this reporting. Wednesday, founder of the Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week, Tom Goodfellow, explains why Brenda will receive the American Patriot Award. Aaron Salt shares why he's running for school board. Lauren Levy notes the latest on mortgages. And Casper Stockham explains his candidate training program, America First Republicans. That's Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Communication is power. Want to be a better communicator? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at kimmunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes as well. Tito from Colorado Springs. What's going on, Tito?
Hey, how are you doing, John?
Good, sir.
Hey, I might be going off a tangent here. But here's something that the California GOP and the Colorado GOP, especially the Denver GOP, should be taking note of. But whenever these liberals, these Democrats do these events like they do in in Hollywood, why don't they just round up a bunch of homeless people, give them, signs to, let's put them on the bus, let's drive them all the way to the event, and they can protest, in march in front of them and say, hey, you want to tax the rich? Well, the money is not going to go to us. So why don't we take that proactive approach and, bring in the people that they supposedly advocate for.
Good question.
Right in front of their face.
Yeah, great question. Tito, great question. I don't have an answer to that. It's a great idea. Maybe nobody's ever really, I don't know, maybe they've never thought through that, or it's just not, honestly, Tito,
Bingo.
It's probably,
look at
it's probably
look
just
look
that
it.
Our side doesn't play the game that way, but we should.
The GOP lacks creativity. That's
yes,
what it is.
We do.
Thank
you are correct.
Much.
You are correct, Tito. We lack kahunas. We lack creativity.
Yep.
We lack hurting other people's feelings because we're worried it might do that if we say the wrong thing to the wrong person or the wrong candidate that probably shouldn't be running in the first place. We do all sorts of things that way, Tito, because frankly, we are nice and we are fearful at the same time, unfortunately.
And most of them lack patriotism.
Yes.
And he's so sad to hear that.
Yes, I agree with you, Tito. You're correct. Yeah, and
thank you, John. Have
No, Tito, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, you know, not tooting my own horn by any stretch of the imagination, but Andy, you know me. I mean, I don't mince any words. I just lay it out there. I mean, like it, fine. Get over it. I don't really know what to tell you.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I don't beat around the bush. So, yeah, just the way things are. Craig in Wheat Ridge, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Craig.
Andy, I enjoy you being on the show. I always get a chuckle out of your humor.
Thank you.
And in this day and age, we all need that.
Yes, we do.
I owe it all to caffeine.
You are correct.
Now, my wife is working for one of those companies that put out a memo today saying that in order to keep all of their employees safe,
mm-hmm.
they are going to follow Joe Biden's mandate that she get vaccinated. She is going to refuse to get vaccinated.
Okay.
Now, can she get tested every week instead?
That has not been determined yet.
Okay.
But I know you have an attorney on from time to time that talks about the legalities that are coming with this. Have you had him on since this latest Biden announcement?
We had him, not since last Thursday, no, but he was on prior to that, the Thursday prior.
And I was just wondering, you know, things like if they were to, she were to refuse and get fired, are they going to try to deny her unemployment compensation?
I would guess they will, yes.
Yeah.
They will. Yeah, I can guarantee you that.
I mean, you've got a presidential edict.
Mandate. It's not a law, but it's a mandate.
Yeah, you know.
Well, see, this is where she's working for a law firm, right?
Uh-huh.
And these are edicts. They're mandates. They're not laws. Laws in this country were supposed to be, you know, voted on by the Congress and approved. And like everything else, they just go around it.
Correct.
They find ways to go around making laws and just, you know, making mandates or emergency orders or whatever you want to call it. So I'm just wondering what her next step should be. And if you have him planned.
At this point, you know, and what everything I've read, and we can get Kevin on here in the near future, but at this point, Craig, my advice personally is don't quit. Stay the course. Find legal representation like Kevin if need be, if that's what she needs to do. Granted, she works for a law firm, but that doesn't mean anything. She still needs her own legal representation, and that's where I would call Kevin, and I would not quit before talking to him prior to find out what all of the potential ramifications are on her end. And I would tell it to everybody listening, by the way, do not quit your job, period.
Yeah, that's what I told her to, you know, make them.
Yeah, because here's the other thing that may very well happen here in the next few weeks, and I don't think it's going to take that long. There are lots of people that are already fighting this mandate that Joe Biden put out last, you know, Thursday afternoon. So the reality is there's all sorts of even labor unions that are already fighting this. This is not going to stick, Craig. I will be shocked if it does. And now, can employers still do this? They can, but when there's no edict or no mandate coming down from the White House, it puts them in a little different position than it would be with this mandate coming down from the White House.
Yeah, Craig, really quick, by the way, since they are citing Biden's order, his order does include, or you can do the weekly check, you know, and so what I would recommend is that she get tested weekly. Do that, because this order is going to become less and less and less popular, and at some point I'm feeling pretty sure it's going to lose in court.
I agree.
And so what I would do is stick it out.
That.
Stick it out.
I would agree with that. Yes.
Well, you were just talking about, you know, businesses just now getting, you know, since all the money handouts have been pretty much ended.
Right.
People are having to get back to work, and people are getting more applicants at restaurants, service industries, and things like this.
Yes.
What does this do? I mean, just as they're starting to gain some momentum and getting some help hired again, you now force this to where an employer, as you're filling out your application, he's going to ask you, are you vaccinated? And you say no. And he says, well, before I can hire you, you're either going to have to get vaccinated or you're going to have to be tested once a week or once a month, whatever. I guess it's once a week. What does this do to, you know, put a, you know, spoke, you know, just slow the whole thing down again, slow down the hiring process?
I actually have an article on. I was going to talk about this in the third hour today, And there's already a movement that has started this week. It's called the Great American Walkout, where there's a lot of, and I'm not in favor of just walking out because I think you need to fight, like I just said a moment ago. But there is a movement going on right now, Craig, where I believe, and I've predicted this, I've even predicted this with some of my own clients, where there will be some of the best and brightest that work for some of these companies we're talking about, the federal government included, that just finally say, you know what? At one time, the benefits were better, and I could stay, and I could put up with all of the BS that went along with the politics and all the rest of the junk that happens here at this company. But I'm at a point now where, you know what, I'll go work for the little guy instead of this, and I'm gonna leave. And I think you're going to see a lot of the you know, upper echelon in companies, the best and brightest, leave and go to some of these other smaller firms that are out there, smaller companies that are out there, which, by the way, will be a boost for those companies.
Well, when you've got, you know, very, you know, essential employees like nurses, walking out of hospitals.
Right.
Right.
Saying,
yep.
You know, it's like, how any more harmful can that be? I mean, when
you're talking about a group of individuals right now, Craig, that unfortunately, I believe, don't have enough, you know, don't have the brains God gave an ant to make, you know, proper decisions. That's true with what's even going on in the White House right now. They're more worried about, you know, for some odd reason, I've not been able to figure it out, how, you know, if you're vaccinated and I'm not, I'm somehow going to harm you, yet that's what I thought the vaccine was all about in the first place.
Yeah, and there's, by the way, no science back.
There's none there whatsoever. So these guys just have their head in the ground.
Hey, Craig, really quick, well, before you leave, I just, and stay on, but sure. Before you leave, please do give your information to Charlie if you'd like, because my wife does know some legal contacts in Colorado for anyone required to get the vaccine. So maybe we can get you some of that information if you'd like.
Yeah, we should do that. Share that.
Okay. And, you know, like you said, John, this is the same science that tells you, even if you've had the COVID, you have the antibodies. The antibodies have been proven to be better than the vaccine.
Right.
You should still go ahead and get vaccinated.
It's not science. We've already discussed that numerous times, Craig. You know that also. So
I know, but they try telling you this.
I know.
I mean, like, you know, we don't have.
They try to guilt you into it and make you feel bad, which, by the way, is a great communist move. Has nothing to do with reality, though.
I did like that COVID is communism thing that you played yesterday from the man from Australia.
Yep.
We had this discussion at work today. The only thing keeping us from being Australia, like you have said, is the Second Amendment. The fact that we didn't give up our rights to our guns.
It's the only thing, Craig. Love you. Appreciate it very much. Always enjoy your call. Mike, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. Don't go anywhere. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. And we have got to take a quick break. And again, if you need anything from Kurt Rogers, I interview him every Monday night for our Monday Mortgage Minute. Kurt's a great guy, by the way. Anything you need, just a mortgage review or thinking about doing a rental property, you name it, Kurt can help you with that. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Don't forget, they'll be at the Denver Fall Home Show this week, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. They'll be not broadcasting, but they'll call in from there on Friday, give us an update on the show as well. So stop by and say hi to them. Don't forget, this week, you can text KLZ and your info to this number, and you get their free Absolute Advantage membership. We'll have this on the website. It's there now, by the way. You can find it there. But right now, if you want to text it, you can. 720-526-0231.
Happy customers lead to a successful business. From the beginning, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air has had one defining goal: happy customers. Owner and founder of Absolute, Lewis, had been known to personally drive to a job site to solve a customer's electrical issue. As a master electrician himself, Lewis wanted to make sure every job was done right. But in order to become the number one home services provider in the Denver metro area, Lewis couldn't keep handling every job himself. He needed a team of technicians he could trust to serve customers with the same level of care that he would provide. Over time, Lewis and his leadership team developed a thorough vetting process unique to the industry to find technicians with both technical aptitude and the customer service skills that set Absolute apart. Now, Lewis knows he'll have happy customers because he trusts all of his technicians to stand by their promise. From call to care, we'll be there. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Visit the Absolute Electrical booth at the Denver Home Show coming September 17th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be sure to let them know you hear them on KLZ.
Ever Accountable gives you the tools to change and get control. The effects of pornography and the dark websites trying to ensnare us is powerful, and it takes us out of control. Ever Accountable is there for you to help. Make this your breakthrough moment. With Ever Accountable, you control what your accountability partner sees, and you gain power over pornography and your recovery process. As a KLZ listener, you get a free trial for 30 days. Sign up now at everaccountable.com/KLZ.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
No evidence of widespread voter fraud. It's like Tourette syndrome. They're already screaming no evidence of widespread fraud in California. It's a little bit like the COVID vaccine controversies. The more they scream there is no evidence, the more we think there is.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Mike from Parker joining us. Mike, what's going on, sir?
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Those AOC pitchers. One thing I have to say is, you know, as an independent who's a fiscally conservative, I believe it's the responsibility of the federal government and the state governments to have a balanced budget. And yet, they choose not to do it.
I agree.
That's Republicans and Democrats. I mean, the last time a Republican balanced the budget was 1960. So we've had 60 years of Republicans who had the opportunity to balance the budget, having the House, the Senate.
What about the Gingrich? What about the Gingrich-led House that balanced the budget with Clinton?
And let's talk about that. You're talking about the 102nd Congress, correct, under Newt Gingrich?
Yep.
And are we talking about the Newt Gingrich, who at 19 years old married his 26-year-old math teacher, cheated on her with an intern?
What the hell? What the hell does that have to do with that?
Balancing the budget.
I know you're just trying to throw mud because you're a Bernie voter, but how about we stay on topic here and we just look at what Newt did with that Congress in balancing the budget. You know, because I think we could talk about a little bit about what Bill Clinton did that wasn't too moral either. So why don't we not go that way?
Okay, let's talk about the 102nd Congress and let's talk about the 1996 reconciliation bill, which was passed by the Democratic Congress and House, both Democratic, and was passed. And it was passed with a new tax bracket of 39.6% on the super wealthy. Then the new Gingrich Congress came into power, quote unquote, and that the Reconciliation Act was already passed. And for the next 3 years, Congress had a balanced budget. First time in many, many years. And then Bush came in.
And you're crediting this to the 39.6% on the very wealthy.
The 1996 reconciliation omnibus bill.
No, I understand that they were taxed that much, but you're drawing a direct correlation saying that by taxing the wealthy at 40%,
that's why the budget was balanced.
That's why the budget was balanced.
No.
So it has nothing to do with the fact that the economy was surging through all kinds of reasons that had nothing to do, by the way, with Clinton or Gingrich at the time. It had nothing to do with any of that. It had to do with just the fact that we ran up the taxes on the wealthy. You're really going to go with that. So what are you going to say about the fact that Ronald Reagan dropped the taxes on the wealthy and doubled our taxes that we took in as a result?
No, he didn't. That's a false. That's an absolute false statement.
No, it isn't.
I will say the link. That's an absolute false statement.
You'll send me a leftist link, but the fact is that we brought in a ton more money after Ronald Reagan dropped taxes. Yes, we did.
I will send you the link. We didn't.
Okay.
But we did have more growth in the economy. I agree with that statement. But again, Reagan's my favorite president by far. I love the guy. But the point being, though, is
go ahead. For the facts, looked at what Andy just said just to see if you know which one of you two guys is right. Not that I have any question as to which one is, but during the Reagan administration, fiscal year federal receipts grew from $599 billion to $999.1 billion, an increase of 65%.
Okay, let me see the link I have, because mine reads differently.
I'm sure it does.
And by the way, mine's coming from Wikipedia, which is not always the most conservative of sources.
That's a left-wing source.
Exactly.
It's both sides. But my point is...
Wikipedia is not both sides, by the way.
No, Wikipedia leans strongly left.
Yeah, not even close to being both sides. That's like saying Snoops is both sides.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Snopes.
Snopes, whatever you want to call it. Snoops, Snopes, whatever. It's not even close.
To balance the budget, you have to either increase income to your family budget...
Or cut expenses.
Increase expenses. That's your two choices.
Right.
And we know that the federal government is not going to decrease expenses.
Yes, but what you're acting like a closed system. You see, your family is a closed system. You can control expenses and increase income into it.
You don't
know
my wife.
My bad. My bad. I stand corrected on Mike's family. But obviously, with an economy, it doesn't work that way. If you try to simply increase income for the government part of the economy by drawing more money out of the economy, that doesn't mean that you're going to increase receipts to the government, because you're also going to have a deleterious effect on the economy itself.
I guess I don't see. I mean, the issue is not just the tax rate, but it's also the loopholes.
Mike,
Hang on. That name bugs the you know what out of me, because there's no such thing, Mike. There are no such thing, Mike. There are no such thing as tax loopholes. There is a tax code that has been written by legislatures that, if you don't like, can be changed. But there is no such thing in the United States of America as a tax loophole. Period. They don't exist. So stop using that term. They don't exist. You sound like every other liberal that uses that same terminology, and they don't exist.
John, you are correct there.
Thank you.
Legislation. I mean, and I'll sum it up when Tim Cook said, when he paid very little in taxes, like
another 0.03%. Hard leftist. Go ahead.
But what Tim Cook said, I'm sorry, when he paid very nothing in taxes on Apple profits, he goes, don't blame me. Blame your Congress for passing these laws that allow me to pay no taxes.
Correct.
And then a journalist chimed in and says, but didn't you give Congress $1.4 billion to pass that? He goes, yes, I did. So, yes, you've got to blame your Congress for passing these laws, but at the same point, if you look at these billionaires who are giving billions to Congress so that Jeff Bezos paid zero, Amazon zero,
and they
Pepsico
didn't pay
zero.
Boeing zero,
Mike,
you've got Mike, I love you, but you've got to stop spewing lies, because what you just said is not true.
And
it's a flat-out lie.
And Mike, let's not forget that those who make 10% of the nation's wealth, after all the slicing, dicing, one can call it loopholes and other write-offs, after all of that is said and done, those who are making about 10% of the country's wealth are paying between 35% and 40% of the nation's income taxes. That's the truth.
Oh, agreed. Oh, no, you're right. That is a true fact. I agree with that fact.
Do you model AOC's dress in the mirror? Do you wear it?
Yes, I do wear it, and I happily wear it. But, and I said, what I would do, though, is the tax code has to be changed. I mean, and I'll even throw Donald Trump under the bus here.
Good luck.
Where he paid, the last 10 years, he paid zero in taxes. Yet we see the lifestyle that Donald Trump has lived. Plain,
but that's okay.
Palaces,
but again, Mike, please.
Yachts.
Mike, please. He personally may have paid zero in taxes, and that's debatable because we haven't seen his returns.
Federal income tax.
And the reality is he may very well have paid it. We haven't seen his tax returns to even verify that. So, again, that one you can't even say for sure because you don't know. But even if he did pay zero,
the New York Times.
Even if he paid, I don't care about the New York Times. They're a bunch of liars. They don't even have valid sources of where their information is coming from. Mike, you and I both know that. So on top of all of that, let's just say he did pay zero personal income taxes. I'm not saying he did, okay. But let's just say for grins, he did. His companies still pay a boatload of taxes across the board outside of income tax, which keeps this country afloat. Let's not forget that, everybody listening. From personal property taxes on all of his properties themselves to the payroll taxes that he matches for each employee to on down the line we go. It chaps my hide when you liberals roll around and talk about people that don't pay taxes, Mike, when in fact they pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in taxes, if not more. And by the way, Mike, you already know my feelings on corporations paying taxes. I don't care if they pay any. I want it to be zero.
And you know mine is the opposite.
I want the corporate tax rate in the United States of America to be one big goose egg, zero. Why? Because I, as a consumer, are paying them anyways. So the less money they pay out, the less the good costs me.
Well, John, I think we can agree on one thing, though. At least I hope. We do want the federal and state and local levels to have a balanced budget.
I agree. And by the way, Mike, I want a flat tax, but I'm not going to get either. Now, locally in Colorado, we have a constitution. We have to balance the budget in Colorado every year. We have no choice.
Yeah, Mike, how come we on the right, when we on the right ask for either a flat tax or a consumption tax, you'll pick your poison. We ask for that, and obviously taking away virtually all the write-offs. The left throws a fit and says we want the rich to pay their fair share, when that very tax system would force the rich to pay the exact same percentage.
Well, it makes everybody equal is what it does.
As everybody else.
Right.
Why is it that the left hates that?
And I'll go one step further. I would like to abolish all income taxes and go back to a tariff, which we had under our founding fathers.
I'd be fine with that. Mike, I got to run. We're up against a break. Joe, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. I'll make it quick. Geno's Auto Service is next. Anything you need from Geno's, it's Geno's with a J. Geno'sAutoservice.com, 303-794-6700.
Your vehicle's air conditioner should not put out a musty, mildew-like smell. Cabin filter contaminants can cause allergies and compromise airflow volume. Now is the time to take advantage of Geno's Auto Services Cabin Filter Special. For $189, Geno's will replace your cabin filter, clean the evaporator box, and restore efficiency and clean air in your vehicle. Geno's BG Evaporator Cleaning injects foam into your vehicle's evaporator box, which removes mold, pollen, mildew, dust, and bacteria. Since 1983, the team at Geno's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. They're AAA-approved, winner of the Napa Gold Certified Auto Award, and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Check out their excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at GenosAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith, anything you need when it comes to preparing for your future, financially speaking, give Al a call, 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
Other financial advisors may help your money grow, but they do not plan ahead to minimize taxes in retirement. Al Smith goes beyond mere asset management to help you create a written retirement plan that will withstand a stress test. You can't predict the future, but you suspect taxes may go up by the time you retire. You want to know how to protect your nest egg from increased taxes so your money will last. Imagine a document you can hold in your hands that contains contingency plans for unexpected healthcare events, runaway inflation, stock market fluctuations, and higher taxes. Your retirement plan with Golden Eagle Financial will provide a clearer view of what your retirement will look like tax-wise. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance, but you haven't set aside the time.
What if you haven't reviewed your home insurance in 15 years? And 15 years ago, it cost $200,000 to rebuild your home in the event of a total loss, and now it costs $500,000.
As an insurance broker, GIA compares plans from many different insurance companies, shopping the entire market for the right coverage at the best price.
So really, it's a win-win because you don't pay any more on premium and you don't pay any fees, and we do all this legwork for you.
Listen to We've Got You Covered with Paul Lenigro, owner of Group Insurance Analysts, Wednesday at noon only on KLZ 560.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, now Joe, Jersey Joe, what's up?
John, my ears are bleeding. So much misinformation in the last 10 minutes, I don't know where to start. Let's start with the good news. Andy, well, you said the top 10% pay 30 to 40%. You're only off by a factor of 100%. IRS data 2018, the top 10% alone paid 71.4% of all income taxes paid in this country.
You know, and I got to, and I must confess, my numbers were about a decade old. So I hadn't looked at that in a long time.
Well, if you read the email I sent you this morning about the dress, the very last thing in the bottom of the email was a link to the Tax Foundation analysis of the IRS data, which is where you will see that 71.4% of the number. Now, tax rates. Michael is wrong. Mike, I hope you're still listening. Here is the exact data. So let me just read this paragraph. Reagan got Congress to go along with two tax rate cuts, first from a top rate of 70 down to 50, and then a year later down to 38.5, which was a combined reduction of 45%. Despite the 45% cut in tax rates, tax revenues soared by 75% from $517.7 billion to $909.2 billion. Michael, those are precise, verifiable numbers. A 45% cut in tax rates resulted in a 75% increase in tax revenues. That's what happens when you put when you go from a 2.1 million annual job loss to an $18 million net job
back in
gain.
That day, we called that Reaganomics, by the way.
Joe, are you saying that you don't trust Tim Cook and the New York Times as sources?
No, I don't. When you take 18 million, net tax unemployed net tax receivers and convert them into employed net taxpayers, tax revenues will go up. And let me take that to Donald Trump. Everybody says, "Oh, Donald Trump, the tax scam." Do you know that the Trump tax rates went into effect January 1, 2018? In 2019, the U.S. set a new, for calendar year 2019, the U.S. set a new all-time high record for tax revenues in calendar year 2019. And Mike, you can verify that from the Treasury website. So Trump cut the tax rates, and we set a new tax revenue mm-hmm. record. What happens, there's something called Hauser's Law that says plus or minus a percent and a half, that tax revenues will always be 19% of GDP. No matter what, whether the top rate is 70% or 20%, you're going to be 19% of GDP plus or minus. So the only real way to grow tax revenues is to grow GDP.
Grow the economy.
Right, grow the economy, and you don't do that by sucking money out of the private
sector. No, a lot of money was also repatriated as a result of Trump's actions.
That's right.
Right, and let's talk about Clinton, what he got. People like to forget about the Affordable Housing Act. Remember what led up to the housing bust, to the crisis? We had people buying houses who couldn't afford to make them, no money down.
They could fog the mirror, though, Joe. Come on, give them credit.
Basically, a lot of what the revenue Clinton brought in was off the bubble he created.
That's right.
Right. It was the 1995 Affordable Housing Act, and we had record high employment. We had factories producing carpets and toilets and light fixtures and plumbing fixtures. We had full employment because we were building houses at twice the normal rate, and we kept that up for a couple of years. And it wasn't that piddly 4% increase in the top tax rate, which I could calculate what that would be for you. It'd be peanuts compared to what we did. It was those millions of additional workers building homes and all those corporations cranking out carpets and toilet fixtures mm-hmm. and refrigerators and appliances. That's what drove the tax revenues up. not a little tiny increase in the top tax rate. So, Mike, you don't know what you're talking about. You could put a number to, you can put a pencil and paper and say, okay, if I just raise the tax rate by 4 points, what would that translate to? It wouldn't come close to the increase in tax revenues that were generated. It was the housing boom.
Yeah, and that housing boom was based on a bubble that was going to crash. So Clinton capitalized on the crash he created later.
Yeah, it's a wave. You can pull. What he basically did is he pulled it forward, and if you look at the graph of housing starts, and I got the graph. I don't want to bore your listeners with the numbers, but we doubled. We went to almost 2.5 million new housing starts, and then we crashed down to 500,000. So it was basically a pull ahead. But when we were building 2.5 million new homes a year, of course you had incredible tax revenues. Everybody was working. All the manufacturers were cranking out, you know, carpet and toilets and shingles and lumber just as quick as they could. And that's what drove the tax revenues up. It was the increase, the temporary artificial increase in GDP, not that insignificant increase in the top tax rate. Mike, you need to get your facts straight.
Joe, as always, really appreciate it. Thanks for your facts and figures. It's very much appreciated. Barber's Foods is next, by the way. And don't forget to go online and register for their giveaway that they do every single month. This month, it is a case of Wagyu flat iron steaks. No purchase necessary. Just go to the top of the website, click the link, fill it in, and you're registered to win. Anything else you want from Barber's Foods? I was actually at the website last night. It's great. Everything's listed there. If there's not something that you need that you don't see there, please be sure to call them. They can most likely get it for you as well. Barbersfoods.com.
This is Greg Bloom with Barber's Foods. I've been selling meat in the meat industry for 27 years now and have worked at six different USDA plants here in Colorado. I've learned a few things over these years about the meat industry, and some I would like to share with you. For today, I'd like to start talking about the claim on the package that says product of USA. If you watch food labels carefully in the retail store, and you should, you've probably seen this claim, product of USA. What do you think the product of USA means? You most likely think that the product originates from the United States, and that would just be common sense, right? But if you thought that, you'd be wrong. You see, federal regulations about the country of origin labeling, called COOL, were repealed by Congress 5 years ago. Well, a long story short, you can't really know where your meat comes from unless you buy it from barbersfoods.com, because we check the source of all of the meat that we sell. If you'd like more information about country of origin labeling and the product of USA claim, check out my video at barbersfoods.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, we're about done for this second hour. Third hour will be up in just a few minutes. Will Witt, by the way, will be joining us in this third hour. He's got a new book out, How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies, taking on liberal arguments with logic and humor, which we kind of just did a few minutes ago. So we'll have a good time with Will in this next hour as well. Myself, Andy, and Charlie will be back. John Zmerich should join us also top of the hour with a short segment, as he always does when it comes to his latest article. And otherwise, hour number three is next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.